Yet, the number of child psychologists in U.S. schools grew from a mere 500 in 1940 to more than 22,000 by 1990. According to Kelly Patricia O'Meara, a former chief of staff in the U.S. House of Representatives, whose investigative reports on child vaccines and mood-altering drugs prompted congressional hearings, 30 years ago, the World Health Organization, WHO, concluded that Ritalin was pharmacologically similar to cocaine in the pattern of abuse it fostered, and cited it as a Schedule II drug, the most addictive in medical use. The Department of Justice also cited Ritalin as a Schedule II drug under the Controlled Substances Act, and the Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, warned that Ritalin substitutes for cocaine and D-amphetamine in a number of behavioral paradigms. O'Meara pointed to a 2001 study at the Brookhaven National Laboratory that confirmed the similarities between cocaine and Ritalin, but found that Ritalin is more potent than cocaine in its effects on the dopamine system, an area of the brain many doctors believe is most affected by these drugs. Drugs such as Ritalin, now used to treat questionable medical afflictions, are taken by tens of millions of American youngsters. A 1986 edition of the International Journal of the Addictions listed 105 adverse reactions to Ritalin, including suicidal tendencies. Americans wonder why there has been a rash of school shootings and teen suicides in recent years, yet virtually all of these killings have involved a student on mood-altering drugs or just coming off them. In 5 cases of school shootings between March 1998 and May 1999, including the tragedy at Columbine High School, at least 7 of the students involved were being medicated. It was downplayed, but reported that Seung-Hui Cho, the gunman in the Virginia Tech shootings in April 2007, had been undergoing psychological counseling and had prescription psychoactive drugs in his possession. In his book, Reclaiming Our Children, psychiatrist and drug critic Dr. Peter Breggin analyzed the clinical and scientific reasons for asserting that Eric Harris's violence at Columbine was caused by the prescription drug Luvox. "I've also testified to the same under oath in depositions in a case related to Columbine," Breggin wrote, adding, "I also warned that stopping antidepressants can be as dangerous as starting them, since they can cause very disturbing and painful withdrawal reactions." A website called Teen Screen Truth is dedicated to gathering information off the internet to help teens connect the dots to see the revealing connections between mood-altering drugs and teen violence.